This is the Urban Connection, the weekly show on issues that affect the community.
This week on the Urban Connection, we'll talk to the founder of a program in California that aims to convince America's youth to stay in school and discover their life's passion.
3,330,000 kids on an average drop out in America alone. We have this baby daddy, baby mommy syndrome going on right now. Kids are taking on responsibilities that they shouldn't be taking on. And they get an idea of, oh, I don't need this anymore. I know how to live. I've been doing this because I take care of everything at home.
I'm Leonard Birdsong. The Urban Connection starts right after this.
Now, the Urban Connection continues. Once again, here's Leonard Birdsong.
I have a guest today who's quite a lady. She was a school dropout, but she now rocks the classroom. She has a nonprofit trying to keep kids or young people in school. My guest is Bernaqueta Pickens. And I like your bio. You were born with a genius IQ, but your mother was illiterate and she didn't want you to go to college. Is that right?
Yeah, she wanted me to stay around. She was brilliant in her own way because she created Sierra and Alexa long before the personal computer. You know, she just called it Berna, and I could actually do physical things, you know.
Well, now listen, at 16, you did drop out of school, but you were no fool. You lived in the California area where you could go to places like the American Film Institute and the Los Angeles Broadcasting School and things like that. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, yes. I also attended UCLA through their extension courses, and I wanted to be a screenwriter. So I thought that you could just go out and learn your craft and go out and be a screenwriter, you know, and forge your way ahead. But it turns out it's a little different than that.
Yeah.
And that's the misconception. You can learn anything at the library, but you can't prove you know it, and you don't have any connection.
That's right. It's not always what you know, but who you know. Is that right?
It's the main thing is who you know.
All right, then. Well, you got a good education, and you did some broadcasting yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I worked for Kiss FM and here in Los Angeles. It's a big pop station. I also worked for KLSX at the time, which was 97.1, a classic rock station. I worked with 92.3, I started at KFAC, a classical station, in which I honed my copywriting skills. They started mm-hmm. a direct business department, and my first ad I did was for Otto Stiegler, a kind of high-end car shop over in the Reseda area. It was really great because at that time in the late 80s, you could actually do things like that. If you got an interview, you could talk your way into a job because you could demonstrate the things you knew face to face. But it's so different now with online hiring, where
yep.
the algorithms are set to just put your resume into void if you don't have whatever they've said you need.
Yeah, I've heard of a lot of cases where people have just not been able to get their way through this kind of a computer job hunting and that sort of thing and filling out their resumes and all of that. It's really a different world.
The main thing is not really that the people can't get their way through is using the computer, but it's that the employers are setting these algorithms that make your resume into void whether you can use the computer or not.
That's bad.
It's also a clever way to discriminate because you can
yeah.
set the algorithms with zip codes or whatever you want.
Certainly. Yeah, we know about that. Well, you know, when I first met you, you talked to me about keeping kids in school, and you now have a nonprofit organization called Rock the Classroom. Is that right?
Yes, because what I learned is they don't really teach you to follow your dreams. They kind of teach you to program you to become a modern day slave, which is an employee, where a lot of kids kind of fade away and they don't really get any interest. So they drift away from everything and they don't really know what they want to do, even if they graduate. 70% of the people don't work in what they went to college for, even if they went to college.
Yeah,
because
you're right
nobody's
about that.
Being taught to find your passion. So our goal is to help people find their passion and then show them how to use education to obtain it.
All right, before we get into that a little more, how many children drop out of school each year? You have some statistics on that, don't you?
Yes, 3,330,000 kids on an average drop out in America alone.
My God. So we know why you dropped out, but what are the reasons kids dropping out now?
Well, actually, what I did was not so far off. A lot of people have some influence in the home, be it a sick parent who they drop out to take care of or help out with another family member. Sometimes it's we have this baby daddy, baby mommy syndrome going on right now where there's not a whole home in the first place.
Right.
And kids are taking on responsibilities that they shouldn't be taking on. And they get an idea of, oh, I don't need this anymore. I know how to live. I've been doing this because I take care of everything at home. We have that. But the biggest reason, believe it or not, is that kids just don't have a path. They don't know what they'd like because this No Child Left Behind Act makes schools focus so much on passing that test so they can get the federal funding that they cut out a lot of programs that inspire kids to figure out what they wanted to do with their life. No more shop classes, drama clubs. In poor areas, there's schools that don't even have gyms.
Yeah, I've heard that. What can parents do to prevent children from dropping out of school? I think you have some thoughts about that.
Yes. For one, parents could help kids find their path. One of the things we're doing is we're sponsoring some workshops that parents can bring their kids to help them find out what they want to do with their life. And we've made them really fun. We incorporated their favorite tool, the cell phone, and into figuring out what they want to do with their life. And what we've done is we never ask them what they want to do with their life. We ask them what they enjoy, what they're good at. And we have this whole set of questions that by the end we do this process of elimination with their cell phone where they get to engage and they find out every job that entails what they love. And then we start eliminated by their personality traits and the things they don't like. And they end up left with 2-3 things that they can choose from. And they're all things that they like. And they're really passionate about.
Can you give our listeners an idea of some of the things that children want to do after they've gone through your program?
Well, I found really funny that they come to me and they'll say things like they want to do medical because medical is one of the popular jobs right now. Or they want to do something with computers. Or they want to be something like a lawyer. My lawyer girl, she turned out she wants to do something with television, and she wants to be a TV personality now. The law was really not the right job for her. Had she was passionate about going to law school, and she thought, but had she really gone to law school, she probably would have ended up dropping out because she wasn't even the right personality type for it. She was going after the money. Then I had another lady who was actually one of the people who came on in our hotline that we have someone to talk to. And she was an adult who came through a domestic violence call. She wanted to get some help with getting into a medical school program so she could be a medical attendant. And it turned out after talking with us, she wants to be an interior designer. Since that call, she's already painted 2 abstract paintings. She's gone into applying for interior design school. She totally changed her trajectory and she's so passionate about it.
That's great.
And one of our biggest success we had was really great. It was actually one of our partners had a stroke, and she was talking to me. She'd been running our ministry. She runs our Someone to Talk To hotline. She actually had this stroke and was talking to me, and I counseled her and showed her that she would be better off as a writer than running her nonprofit. After that, she wrote her first book, 90 Day Stroke Out, in 1 week. And she's already finished her second book. She had her stroke at the end of March, and she's already written 2 books.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I didn't really know that you worked so much with adults. You said this was through your hotline. Tell us a little more about the hotline.
The hotline's called Someone to Talk To, and it's for people of all ages, because we discovered that a lot of the kids were dropping out because of things going on in the home, and they didn't know who to talk to. If you call the 211, you often can bring heat from different authorities that they really don't want to get into. It might land them even in a foster home, in an even worse situation than they really were in. So kids are afraid, or also they're afraid if they're being trafficked or they're being bullied. They don't know who to talk to. We've given people of all ages somebody to talk to so they don't go out and commit a mass shooting. They had somebody who isn't connected to any type of authority that they are totally safe calling, who won't turn them in, who'll just try to talk some sense into them.
We'll take a quick break and continue in a moment with Bernaquetta Pickens from Rock the Classroom here on The Urban Connection. Don't go away.
More of The Urban Connection straight ahead. Stay tuned. Now back to The Urban Connection. Here's your host, Leonard Birdsong.
And we're back with Bernaquetta Pickens, the CEO of Rock the Classroom. That's a nonprofit educational organization working to inspire at-risk youth to stay in school. Is this a nationwide effort, Bernaquetta?
Yes. The number right now is 323-201-2008. But
right.
We are actually going through the process of turning it into a toll-free line. We're hoping to have 1-800-SOMEONE-TO-TALK-TO. And we're hoping that will be the number. By the time you air this, it actually might be on as 1-800-SOMEONE-TO-TALK-TO. Or just 1-800-SOMEONE actually is the number if we would have.
All right. Now, let me, for our listeners, I know you're out in the Los Angeles area. I'm trying to find out, is Rock the Classroom, is it in one building, or do you go out to schools or go out to places where people meet? How do you get the people that you help?
Well, what we are an online guidance system where parents can subscribe to our website at www.irocktheclassroom.org. And you can find out all kinds of information about college and getting your kids accepted, paying for college, all kind of information. But the best thing we have is our RTC TV, which we engage a program called My Job Rocks, where people like yourself come and they give us selfie videos showing why they love their work, just so kids can get an idea of what jobs are out there and what might connect with their personalities. We have a program called Tales from a Dropout that we show videos. We go out to homeless encampments. We're trying to get into the jails right now, into the probation department. We're negotiating with them to let us talk to people who are actually incarcerated or who just are in the probation program, the parole system.
I think that would be a great idea.
Oh, thank you.
For years, I was a federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C., helped put people in jail. And then later in life, I was the criminal defense attorney and tried to keep people out of jail. So I know that there are people in jails and prisons and they need this kind of thing that you're doing. Rock the classroom.
And what we're doing with it a little bit is showing it almost like the old Scared Straight series, but a little different. It's kind of the dropout version where we're having these dropouts who are in the jail system and are homeless share their stories of how they dropped out and how it landed them into where they are today.
Mm-hmm.
And we do run all this on our RTC TV, and then parents whose children are 13 to 18 can sign up their kids for RTC Rewards, which is a point system where kids earn points for their academic accolades and for engaging with us through our RTC TV. So this way the kids are liking and sharing the posts with their friends in order to get posts of, to get these points. With the points, they can get the swag that the celebrities and sponsors give us. We've actually going out, we've partnered with the Los Angeles Maritime Institute, and we're going to take celebrities on 3-hour harbor cruises to do meet and greets with the kids. So this is some of the things that they can do, use their points for. And kids mm-hmm. 18 to 24 who are in college can also participate. They don't need their parents to help them sign up.
Right.
But one of the best things we have through that program is Adopt a Mind, which is a crowdfunding campaign we do where the students can submit a video to us about what they want to study, why they're going to school, what school they've been accepted to, and how much money they need. And then we go out and shop it to every person we can find who needs a tax write-off, you know,
mm-hmm.
to kind of help supplement this. And this way, kids who really have a dream can get away from student loans and making debt, and they end up finding a passion, learning about it. They're so much more passionate about it that they actually get accepted in the right schools. They don't have to bribe their way in, you know.
Yeah, how about that? That's a hot topic right now. Well, listen, I've been putting the cart before the horse. When did you decide that you were going to come up with this Rock the Classroom idea, and how'd you get it off the ground?
Well, what happened was I've been doing great all my life the way things were in the 80s when you could drop out and actually live. But I got hit by a hit-and-run driver, and I ended up with a head injury that gave me a seizure disorder. And I had been in a coma and things, and when I got out and recovered, online hiring had came into play. And I couldn't understand it, because before that, I had no trouble getting work. There's not an employer out there who doesn't love getting an Ivy League brain for a minimum wage price, you know? So I never had a problem getting a job. And if I could get an interview, I wouldn't have had a problem then. But with the online hiring, I couldn't get an interview. And I noticed it was very weird. For me, I could get over, you know, you didn't like me or whatever, you didn't hire me. But this not getting an interview thing was so strange, I decided to do a little research and find out why I wasn't getting interviewed.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I learned about the algorithms and how they're set. And because I didn't have that bachelor's degree, and all of the jobs I had were bachelor degree equivalent, I could work for your competitor, your top competitor, know all their secrets, and you'd love to hire me, but you wouldn't know about me because my resume wouldn't get through. And when I discovered that, I was literally broken and homeless because I'd run out of money while I was sick. So I was looking around, and all of these people around me who were homeless were intelligent people too, just like me, not like the you see on television with all these crazies, you know, they pick the craziest guy I think to show as the homeless. But I was finding whole families living in their Escalade after the housing crisis. And, the, you know, this is the people who were on the street. I learned to apply for welfare from a white male. You know, I never even had been on welfare.
That's ironic.
It was so many ironies. They're crazy. While I was homeless, I worked as an extra on a television show where the wardrobe person got mad at me because I didn't look homeless enough. I was supposed to be playing a homeless person. But this is the reality.
That's something.
The person you work with next to you right now, your listeners, they might be working with somebody who lives in their car and showers at the gym. You know, we even see ads where they're promoting it. Kind of on the slide, the Lexus has an ad and the Navigator has an ad for going right now, promoting a car that reclines, the driver's seat reclines into a bed. And I think it's Navigator that has Serena Williams pointing out that your Navigator is not a car, it's a sanctuary. That's kind of getting people prepared for you're going to live in your car. And, you know, work for us. It's the new slavery. It's called employment. And the new plantation is the corporation.
Yep, that's for sure. So, Listen, you know, you're doing great things. How can you get more people involved with Rock the Classroom? What do you do to try to get more people involved?
Well, right now, for the past few years, we've kind of been doing research and development, but we're actually doing our official launch of our first major campaign this year, 2019 through 2020. We follow the school year. So parents and students of all ages can sign up and subscribe. People can sign up for RTC rewards when they're 13 to 24 and they're students. People who want to get involved, like you, or business people, it's a great way to promote your business by doing our My Job Rock program. Do a selfie video promoting why you love your work. Guess what? We'll run that and we share it to not only every student who subscribes, but we share it to their parents.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's kind of a sneaky way for you to get advertisement and help kids.
Right. That's not bad at all.
And then plus you can sponsor. If you have a business, by all means sponsor. Because when we give out these monthly auctions that we're doing for RTC Rewards, the kids use their points to buy their stuff. Anything you want to market to the kids, new item in line, guess what? It's going to be marketed directly to their social media. And the kids get points for liking and sharing it.
All right. That sounds good. So why don't you give out your website again for people?
Okay. That's irocktheclassroom.org, www.irocktheclassroom.org. You can go there and sign up to subscribe, which is free for the RTC Rewards program. That's just $5. Sign up. That's it. And just getting out of the student debt alone, $5 is worth.
Yeah, that's worth it. Can you give out the hotline again for people who might want to call in?
Okay, the hotline is 323-201-2008. Although, like I say, by the time this airs, it might be 1-800-SOMEONE.
All right. But this is in association with Rock the Classroom. Well, it's great talking to you. And it sounds like you have the passion to really make this go and have had the passion. And I hope you continue to have that passion because we need people like you. We really do. Keep up the good work, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Leonard.
This is Leonard Birdsong. We've been talking with Bernaquetta Pickens about Rock the Classroom. That's her nonprofit, keeping kids in school, finding out, learning what their passions can be. This is The Urban Connection.
That wraps up this episode of The Urban Connection with your host, Leonard Birdsong, a production of Syndication Networks of Chicago. Thanks for listening and join us next time for another edition of The Urban Connection.